What's the latest report there, Chuck?
The Highway Patrol tells us that the Strix kids, the three kids who were with the babysitter and the mother was working and worrying, have been found. Now, the Highway Patrol has them at Highway 10 and Abel Road, and they want, they'd like somebody to come pick them up.
The Strix children have been found.
Right.
All right, that's good news.
We also have a report of some damage from this morning's storm. Some power lines across Highway 18 between 73rd and 75th were blown down this morning. About 45 minutes ago or so.
Where is this located?
On County Road 18 between 73rd and 75th.
Had some power lines blown down this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Minneapolis Police and Fridley Police Chief has declared Fridley a disaster area, and any unauthorized persons will be arrested in this area. There's only one route through Fridley, and that is Highway 65. Now, if there are any sightseers, curiosity seers, and so forth, any deviation off that route, you may be subject to arrest. For inquiries for relatives and friends in that area, then call the Red Cross. This number is Melrose 36360. Melrose 36360. It's 17 past 8 now. Twin City temperature is 58 degrees. Past 8, 58 degrees in the Twin Cities, wind northeast 14. Once again, for information on relatives in the tornado areas, here are numbers for you to call. These are the Red Cross numbers where they have a complete list of the fatalities and the injured. These are the Red Cross numbers you may call. In Minneapolis, Federal 35193. In Minneapolis, the Red Cross number to call for a list of injured and the fatalities. The Minneapolis number is Federal 35193. The St. Paul number is Capital 44981. The St. Paul number for the Red Cross is Capital 44981. The Minneapolis Red Cross number is Federal 35193. The Highway Patrol number for you to call, Melrose 36306. Melrose 36306. It's 20 past 8, 58 degrees.
It's another Crystal Sugar Lake Home Contest.
It's your opportunity to win a lovely contemporary design cottage on the shores of Rice Lake, 85 miles northwest of Minneapolis.
Just think of a name for Crystal's Lake Home and you might win it.
Or you might win one of 450 other valuable prizes in Crystal Sugar's 3 separate 2-week contest. These include 14-foot traveler Comet boats with 35 horsepower Mercury motor, Kodak Instamatic camera outfits, Lloyd's transistor radios, Redmond picnic baskets with plates, cups, and eating utensils, Faribault picnic blankets, and colorful beach balls.
Just think what a wonderful opportunity you have to win in Crystal Sugar's contest. 450 prizes in 3 separate 2-week contests, plus the grand prize Lake Home.
Just name it, and you might win it. So hurry, pick up official rules and entry blank wherever you buy Crystal Sugar, and enter now.
Crystal Sugar's first contest closes May 22nd. Now, here's a correction to the revised Twin Cities and vicinity forecast. Thunderstorms ending by mid-forenoon today. For the Twin Cities area, thunderstorms ending by mid-forenoon today, and partly cloudy from then until late afternoon, when more thunderstorm activity will occur. Occasional periods of thunderstorm activity tonight and again Saturday afternoon. No important temperature changes. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. The high today, 60. Now I have two figures here. High today, 60. High today, 80. You take your choice. Let's settle for 70. The low tonight, 55. The high tomorrow, 75. But for the Twin Cities now, this is a revised forecast. Thunderstorms ending by mid-forenoon today. Partly cloudy from then until late afternoon, when more thunderstorm activity will occur in the Twin Cities area. It's 22 minutes past 8 now. Temperature 58. Relative humidity 97%. The wind northeast 14 miles an hour. And for more information about floods, blizzards, For tornado victims and information, the Highway Patrol number for you to call. The Highway Patrol number is Melrose 36306. The Red Cross number in Minneapolis is Federal 35193. St. Paul number is Capital 44981. 23 minutes past 8 now. Twin City temperature is 58. Well, other than the bad storm, how do you feel this morning? You might have a better breakfast. You might feel better if you have some good drink, some good nourishing, a healthful drink for breakfast. Why not try Beep for breakfast? It's a delicious breakfast drink put out by the Cloverleaf people. It's a nectar of four fruits, apple, apricot, orange, and just a little touch of prune. You'll like the bright taste of Beep for breakfast, and you'll like the vim and vigor and the vitamins that are in it for you, too. It's full of them. Incidentally, Cloverleaf Beep makes a big hit with the kids as a breakfast drink or between meal snack when they come home from school in the afternoon. Ask your Cloverleaf driver for Beep for breakfast next time he comes, or you can buy it at hundreds of stores in the Twin Cities area.
Drink Cloverleaf, Cloverleaf, Cloverleaf milk. It's the cream of the crop. In the words of our cow, who speaks to you now?
Cloverleaf milk makes one proud to be a cow.
Drink Cloverleaf milk.
Try Cloverleaf milk. It's delicious, and have Beep for breakfast. We're hoping to hear from Roger Erickson now in our CCO radio helicopter. But we might mention, for Roger's benefit, that the signal from Roger Erickson is not good at the moment. Roger Erickson's signal is not good at the moment. When it improves, we'll put it on the air. A couple of school announcements here in Moundsview. Edgewood Junior High School is closed, and the Red Oak Elementary School, District 621, is closed. Buses only in the Moundsview Village area where road conditions permit. All right, guess now we can go ahead and hear a report. Come in, Roger.
All right, Howard. I'll get right in real close to the bike. We are down on the ground, and we are in kind of a little hollow place here, and perhaps that's where the signal is weak. We are, as we said, down now on the ground near the area we had described before, near the Twin Cities Speedway. And I have with me the chief of the Moundsview Police Department, Mr. Grabowski. Chief Grabowski, I'm going to ask you to talk right into this mic just as I'm doing so they'll be able to hear us. I saw something, Howard, that I hope I never ever see again. I watched the men here going through the rubble of a basement searching for a four-year-old boy, and after we had been watching this for about a minute, they found the body. And this type of rescue work, this terrible type of work has been going on all through the night. Chief Grabowski, how many lives do you know are lost in this sector for sure?
So far for sure, we know that there is six dead people, actually, that we accounted for. We don't know exactly how many more there are. We have to go through these basements. I believe they've gone through only two of them. We have approximately 30, 40 more to go through.
Is that right? Do you have any idea how many more there might be?
Actually, I couldn't even make that statement because we have a list of people that aren't safe, and they're calling in and letting us know that they're all right.
Now, would you describe the area we're in right now? This is no time.
Well, the only way I could describe it, some of the buildings you see were a villager is completely wiped out. There's nothing here. Everything is down on the ground. It's something I have never witnessed, and I hope to God I never have to again.
Now, this actually is what it looks to be about three blocks long.
Yes, it's approximately three blocks long. We have another area about a half a mile from here. It's one block is completely wiped out. We have another area where the storm had touched down on the other side of Highway 10. We had a car put through a grocery store. One home was completely demolished. The body of this owner of this home was found approximately a half a mile from the home.
Now, I notice here that this row of houses is completely leveled. There is not even a porch left standing. So fierce was the tornado. And most of the people who are around here, did you understand that they had gone down the basement, they had sought shelter?
Most of them had, some of them that are the ones that didn't actually got thrown out onto the street. We have taken some down to the hospital. I haven't had a chance to check the hospital on the condition of these people as of yet.
So in other words, that this tornado came by here, skipped down in three different places, cutting out a block or two or three at a time. And I notice now over here, we're standing just a block away and from the total destruction, and those houses are barely touched. I don't even see shingles off the roof very much.
That's correct. In fact, you, if you notice from here, some of the homes, there's two of them standing, and one right in the center would be taken out. It would dip and take up again, or go up again.
Now, this is a massive job. I don't know how to describe the look on these men. I noticed the Brooklyn Center Civil Defense Department is here. Who all are here?
We've had the Civil Defense working with us all night. We've had the National Guard. We've had the Ramsey County deputies are doing a wonderful job all here. In fact, the police departments were all here from Maplewood and New Brighton. And while I am at it, I would like to thank all these men, and they are still with us and helping us.
When I watched them find the body of that four-year-old boy, Chief, I saw these men picking through the rubble in that basement, and I saw the father standing off about a half a block, and he knew the body was in there, and yet he hoped he would never have to find out about it. He had that look on him, and I noticed the men picking through almost slowly and quite delicately, because even though they knew the body was in there, they didn't want to hurt the body, and when they finally discovered it, they all had a kind of a sinking look on their face. It's a tough thing for these people who have to go through these basements one by one.
That's correct. Most of the guys I've noticed, when they handed me the body, I noticed the men, they had tears in their eyes, practically everyone. The father, I had talked to him and advised him to go join his wife. I understand that she's staying at her sister's.
Had he and his wife been down in the basement also?
Actually, I didn't get a chance to talk to him, and I didn't want to... This man had just gone through finding out his son was dead, and I didn't want to quiz him on anything.
Now, I know you want to say this, Chief, before we go off the air. You want to say to all sightseers, please stay away.
That's correct. I would like everybody that has no business in this village that are coming out here just to look at this disaster to stay away, because you're not helping it. And, in fact, the officers have been instructed to arrest the people that come into the area that are unauthorized.
Because they need the room to work here. And Chief Grabowski, thank you very much for that interview. Howard, that's the story right from this area. It is unbelievable. As we said, about a three-block area and cutting about a block wide. As the chief said, about 30 homes. They've only gone through four of these basements. There is more to look through. It's slow work, and it is a very, very sorry sight. Okay, Howard.
Thanks a lot, Roger. That area is what, Moundsview? Roger, did he sign off? Yeah, come in again, will you, Roger? The Moundsview area, you say?
Yes, this is Moundsview, and we're right near the Twin Cities Speedway. It is Knoll Drive in Moundsview, and as the Chief Grabowski said, there are three areas just like this where the tornado touched down just briefly, but causing terrible damage in its free run through here.
All right, thanks very much, Roger, for that terrible report. Numbers to call once again for the Minnesota Highway Patrol. Here is a number, Melrose 36360. Melrose 36360, the Red Cross number to call, Minneapolis Federal 35193, and the St. Paul number for the Red Cross is Capital 44981. Studios, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830 WCCO. Jurgen Nash, ready now with the news.
Rescuers continue tornado damage investigations. This is Jurgen Nash reporting the 8:30 news, brought to you by Twin City Federal, where the twin clock flashes the time and the temperature at eight convenient locations throughout the Twin City area. Tornadoes, as you know, ripped through Minneapolis suburbs last night, leaving at least 11 persons dead and injuring as many as 400. The heaviest tornado damage was in the Lake Minnetonka area and in the North Minneapolis suburbs of Fridley and Spring Lake Park. Rescue workers are still digging through demolished houses this morning in the search for more possible victims. Governor Rovog, who toured the stricken areas last night, has ordered the National Guard to maintain order and help. One of the tornado funnels touched earth last night for a fraction of a second in the area of Golden Valley Road and Noble Avenue. That's in Golden Valley. It zipped the top of an expensive home located adjacent to Bassett's Creek as though a can opener were used. The yard is strewn with debris from the shattered roof. In nearby yards, fences lean at crazy angles. Garbage cans are strewn about. One property owner had a steel shed in which he apparently kept his lawnmower and other tools. It was at the roadside, battered and twisted, looking like an empty beer can, giant size. A light pole leans sharply over the Noble Avenue, Golden Valley Road intersection, partially blocking the way. The entire damaged area there, only about an eighth of a mile square, shows what an unpredictable force a tornado is. It dips just for a fraction of a second, smashes and destroys, then it's gone, surrounding homes and property untouched. Simply amazing. The list of dead includes 84-year-old Mrs. Julia Iverson of Mound, Clarence Paulson and his wife, also of Mound, an unidentified person at Mound, Robert Clark of Spring Lake Park, Mrs. Lovilla G. Abraham of New Brighton, Mrs. Alma Grindy of Spring Lake Park, Raymond Purbix of Norwood, an unidentified woman of Robbinsdale, an unidentified man in Mound's View, and a three-month-old youngster, Helene Hawley of Fridley. President Johnson signed a special $700 million defense appropriation today in the East Room of the White House. Most of the money will finance the war in Vietnam. Some is available for the military operation in the Dominican Republic. 3,000 U.S. Marines and the same number of Seabees went ashore today in South Vietnam. In a fleet of landing craft, the Marines will guard a combat airfield 52 miles south of the big air base at Da Nang, a 4,000-foot airstrip which the Seabees will construct. American officials in Washington say the United States hopes to begin withdrawing some of its 20,000 troops from the Dominican Republic within the next few days. In sports, Baltimore handed the Twins its sixth defeat this season as they downed Minnesota yesterday 5-1. In other American League games, it was Los Angeles over Kansas City 5-4. New York and Cleveland were rained out at Cleveland. In the National League, only two games played yesterday. In one of them, the Cubs downed Pittsburgh 5-3. In the other, Los Angeles nosed out Cincinnati 4-3. In boxing, heavyweight Jim Beatty returned to St. Paul and celebrated his homecoming with a two-round knockout over Orvin Vesey. This was Beatty's 17th victory in 19 starts. The stock market was slightly lower at the opening today in New York. Trading was active, but changes of most key stocks were small. We'll take a look at the weather in a moment. Four and a little bit more. That's what you earn at Twin City Federal. Four and a little bit more. The current rate is 4% per year, and those earnings are credited to your account every 3 months, and they go to work earning more money. So, for example, on $100, you actually earn $4.06 per year. Great place to save? You bet it is. That's why so many thousands of people choose to save at Twin City Federal. Why don't you join them and save for the things you want? 8th and Marquette is the address in Minneapolis, 6th and Robert in St. Paul, with suburban offices in Anoka, Robbinsdale, Excelsior, Edina, Harmar and Roseville, and Southdale. Look for the twin clock that flashes the time and the temperature. That's Twin City Federal, where half the families in this area are building happiness with the help of home loans and savings accounts, or both. While most of CCO land can expect cloudy skies, mild temperatures, and scattered showers, a severe weather warning has been issued for southern Minnesota and central Wisconsin. The warning, which will be in effect until 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, calls for heavy thunderstorms, possible hail, and strong winds. Minnesota's forecast in general calls for partly cloudy skies through tomorrow, with scattered thunderstorms in the south and central portions. Cooler tomorrow. Today's high 64 to 85. Lows tonight 42 to 62. The Twin Cities will have partly cloudy skies with possible thunderstorms and then some clearing, followed by additional storms this evening. No important temperature changes. Today's high will be 80. Low tonight 55. High tomorrow 75. Low tomorrow night will be 55. In the Twin Cities now, under cloudy skies, and we've had a good bit of rain in the last hour, the twin clock is flashing 58 degrees. Humidity is high. It's 97%. The barometer is unsteady at its present reading of 29.73 inches, and the wind now is from the northeast at about 14 miles per hour. 58 degrees, the present temperature in the Twin Cities. And that's the 8:30 news brought to you by Twin City Federal, the home of home loans and savings accounts. And Twin City Federal pays the postage, you know, both ways on all save-by-mail transactions. Jergen Nash reporting and reminding you that tomorrow morning, the 8:30 news will be presented by Northwest Orient Airlines. Now back to Howard.
Highway Patrol phone number once again for the Highway Patrol is Melrose 36360. Melrose 36360 for the Minnesota Highway Patrol. The Red Cross numbers to call now for where they have the complete list of the injured and fatalities. The Red Cross number in Minneapolis is Federal 35193. In St. Paul, Capital 44981. We hope to have another report from Roger Erickson in our helicopter in just a few moments.
Whatever you do, whatever you plan, Schweigert makes it better.
They're the meats to keep on hand,
'cause Schweigert makes it better. The meat for meals or in between,
the protein's high, the meats are lean.
Anytime, any place, meat with good taste, Schweigert makes it better.
The big thing in luncheon meats is Schweigert Super Slice, 4.5 inches square. Schweigert's luncheon meats are big enough to cover the slice of bread. Try hearty cooked ham or tasty olive loaf, or 30 other delicious Schweigert lunch meats, all from select cuts of government-inspected meats. Ask for Schweigert Super Slice luncheon meats.
Anytime, any place, meat with good taste, Schweigert makes it better.
This reminder once again concerning the areas that were hardest hit by the tornadoes. Moundsview and Spring Lake Park and Fridley have been claimed disaster areas, and they warn sightseers to stay away from these areas or you will be arrested. Sightseers, please stay away from these areas, otherwise you'll be arrested. You'll interfere with clearing work and rescue work that's going on at this very moment. As you heard Roger Erickson report just 15 minutes ago, at that very instant, the searchers going through the rubble of these torn-up homes found the body of the 4-year-old boy in this rubble. So, sightseers, please stay away from these areas or you will be arrested. District 16 schools are closed indefinitely. Spring Lake Park High School is closed. Woodcrest Elementary, Blaine Elementary, and Spring Lake Park Elementary schools are closed. Anoka District 11 schools will be open. They are open today. Schools will be open in the Minnetonka District 276. Emmanuel Lutheran School at Hamburg will be closed because of power damage to the power supply. Thompson Grove Country Club is collecting clothing, blankets, and usable clothing only, please, for all ages, for tornado victims at the Thompson Grove Country Club. They're collecting clothing and usable clothing, blankets and so forth for tornado victims. St. Timothy School will be closed in Blaine Village and Moundsview. Edgewood Junior High School is closed. The Red Oak Elementary School, District 621, is closed. Buses only where they can get through. Do we have a report? Is Roger ready for a report now? No.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, Howard.
Okay, Roger.
We're airborne again. We just left that scene of destruction, and we are now following the path of the tornado right back toward the southwest. We were going to stop at Mercy Hospital, but I think we'll go on right now, follow this path back, and then go out towards Lake Minnetonka. It is interesting. We are heading exactly southwest, and we are just following destruction as we go along. Every once in a while, we see where the tornado has dipped down. There were a couple other places in Moundsview. By the way, just as we left that area of Knoll Drive in Moundsview, they were just pulling another body out of another basement. And that's the kind of work that will be going on there today for the civil defense people, the police departments, and the fire departments. Now I see a large area of destruction right below me, very, very bad. And I'm trying to pinpoint it here.
Roger?
Yes, Howard?
Are you heading now toward Minnetonka?
Yes, we're going to be heading toward Minnetonka. And right now we're approaching Fridley again. And we're right near the Fridley High School that was so badly damaged. And we see just north of the high school a wide area of damage. And here, though, in contrast with the area in Moundsview that was completely flattened, here there is partial destruction of some houses, total destruction of others. But it was fairly erratic as it went through here.
and it looked as if these people would go down into their basements, although the house left above them, and in some cases was blown completely away from them, they would be at least safe in the basement. But in that area in Moundsville, it was just, I don't know, you would have to be fantastically fortunate to get out of it alive. We're now following this path of destruction, and we're heading again now over here toward the Midland Co-op again, where we went over earlier. Howard, we can follow this, as I said a while ago, just like a river. We follow where this tornado went. I might report this while we're up here, Howard. I noticed the traffic here on Highway 100 is backed way, way up for many miles, and these cars, I'm sure none of them are out of low gear. Very, very slow going.
Highway 100 and what about? Is that
100 and about Main here near the Midland Terminal. And now we're just coming toward the Northern Pump Plant again, Howard, which also was very badly damaged.
Mm-hmm.
We can see that the Northern Pump and the Midland Terminal building were directly in the path of this tornado as it hit. And alongside, on either side of these buildings, houses are hardly touched at all. They just happen to be right in the path of the tornado. Now we are just about crossing the Mississippi River, and I see on the other side not very much damage at all. So evidently, this tornado decided that it would touch ground just on this side of the Mississippi. And it went for several miles through Fridley and stayed on the ground. And then as it approached Moundsville, it went up and dipped down, up and dipped down, up and dipped down. And it seems as if the worst destruction was when it dipped down very suddenly and then went up again, as it did in Moundsville. Okay, Howard.
Roger, head over toward Minnetonka now, will you, and check in the Wayzata Boat Works there, where John Walker was hiding under a desk last night, remember?
Yes, I heard that, Howard.
And then check over by Christmas Lake, will you? My side of the lake there, the west side, was almost untouched, but on the east side of the lake, what they call Ridge Road, was badly damaged along Highway 7 there.
Uh-huh.
So check over there, will you, too?
Yes, I will, and I also will look at the Cottagewood area near Deep Haven.
All right.
Fine.
Now, it's quarter to nine. Twin City temperature 58 degrees. The wind is northeast 14 miles an hour. And the highway patrol number is Melrose 36360. The Red Cross number now for Minneapolis is Federal 35193. And St. Paul number, capital 44981.
Think of Carefree Heat.
Think Shell.
Carefree Heat.
Think of Shell.
Heating oil for your home.
That heats spotlessly as well.
Think of Carefree Heat.
Think Shell. Think of Shell.
To prove our point about Carefree Heat, we're going to make a confession. Shell isn't selling everyone the same heating oil. In fact, Shell is selling over 10 different kinds. Each is blended specially for a different part of the country. The kind you can buy is blended specially for your area to help your oil burner provide carefree heat. And you thought all heating oil was the same? Feel carefree about your home's heat next winter. Switch to Shell heating oil.
Think of Carefree Heat.
Think Shell.
Think of Shell.
Think of Shell.
For Carefree Shell Oil Heat, call the Shell Oil Company at 226-1091. That's 226-1091, or your nearest Shell heating oil distributor. The telephone company says that all branch exchanges in the tornado areas are working, but about 27,000 telephones are out of service because of torn wires and destruction of buildings. You may use your phones. You may use your phones, but you'll find no answer on about 27,000 of them because the lines at the other end are out. There are 8 mobile telephone units operating in the tornado areas. From these, the people in disaster areas can phone you. I'll repeat that. There are 8 mobile telephone units operating in the tornado areas. And from these mobile units, these disaster victims, tornado victims, can phone you. Every telephone company crew in the area is working on the lines right now, and engineers are surveying telephone lines from a helicopter. So phone exchanges themselves are all working, but you may get no answer on 27,000 of them. Here's the first estimate of telephone outages in Spring Lake Park, about 7,000. In the area of Central Avenue North, Highway 65 and Highway 100, about 8,000 phones are out. In the Brooklyn Center area, 4,000 phones are out. Camden, 4,000 phones are out. In Excelsior, 1,500 phones are out. In Wayzata, 1,500 phones are out. In Navarre, 500 are out. And Deep Haven, 100 telephones are out. Once again, the Highway Patrol number to call is Melrose 36360. And the Red Cross in Minneapolis is Federal 35193. And St. Paul number for the Red Cross is Capital 44981. Now, let me ask you a question. If you were going to buy a diamond, would you shop for the lowest price? It's hard enough for the experts to judge the value of a diamond, let alone someone like you and me. To make certain you receive the best value for your dollar, you would buy your diamond from a jeweler you could trust completely. Yet, how many people who shop so wisely for material goods turn right around and buy the cheapest eyeglasses they can find? Isn't that foolish? Isn't that ridiculous? 1,000,000 diamonds couldn't replace your eyes. They're beyond value. They're priceless. Trust your eye care and your eye wear only to a competent professional eye examiner. He has earned your trust through faithful service to your community. You can be sure he will prescribe only the finest lenses and frames if glasses are necessary. So don't gamble with your eyes. Remember, you only get one pair to last a lifetime. Make an appointment to see your professional eye examiner soon. This message was brought to you by the Upper Midwest Council for Better Vision. Once again, I'll repeat this telephone company information. They say that all branch exchanges in the tornado areas are working, but about 27,000 telephones are out of service because of torn wires and destruction of buildings. You may use your phones, but you'll find no answer on about 27,000 of them because the lines at the other end are out. Now, this is the important thing. There are 8 mobile telephone units operating in the tornado areas. They're shortwave units, in other words. And from these, the people in the disaster areas can phone you. They can phone you.
Why smoke them if you can't taste them? Can't taste them.
Can't taste them.
Taste
can't taste them.
Taste
Why put up with weak-tasting filters? Smoke Old Gold filters. Old Gold filters give you taste. A delicious mixture of rich tobacco flavors. Flavors that never came through a filter before.
Why smoke them if you can't taste them?
Can't taste them.
Can't taste them.
Taste can't taste them.
Taste
can't
taste them.
Smoke Old Gold filters. Old Gold filters give you taste.
All right, shall we have some music on the Howard Viking Show?
Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. Charlotte, don't you cry.
Patti Page there. Patti Page, who was giving a concert in Rochester, Minnesota last night. Pronto, Kentucky bluegrass grows a lawn so thick it crowds out weeds. Even short mowing doesn't affect this grass. Pronto, in Gulf brand lawn seed, there's no burning out of your lawn if you mow short or accidentally scalp a section of the lawn. You get a thick carpet-like turf with Pronto. As you press down on this grass, it seems to press back up at you just like a fine carpet. Most lawns tend to get thin and scraggly after a few years unless you renew them. Pronto, on the other hand, gets thicker and healthier year after year. Roll a golf ball along a section of Pronto grass, and you'll be amazed how far it rolls. Just like a carpet, this Pronto stuff is. If you find it in Gulf brand lawn seed by Northrop King, a Northrop King you can count on. That's a name you can count on. And you'll find this lawn seed, Pronto, at River Lake Hardware, Minneapolis, and Sears Roebuck & Company in Minneapolis. 6:30 to 9 now, temperature 58.
Fire sale! You drive your tires for a long, long time through the summer's heat and the winter's grime. So you can be glad that now is the time for a tire sale! Your Standard Oil Dealers, that's the place. Your Standard Oil Dealers, the place to replace tire sales right now.
Right now at your Standard Oil Dealers, Amoco 120 Super Premium tires, Atlas Plycron and WeatherGuard tires. All his tires are at special sale prices. No money down, up to a year to pay with your Standard Oil credit card, or ask your dealer to arrange easy terms.
Your Standard Oil dealers, that's the place. Your Standard Oil dealers, the place to replace. Tire sale right now!
You expect more from Standard, and you get it. Standard Oil Division, American Oil Company.
Skies are clearing over the Twin Cities now. Should be clear by this forenoon. Possible thunderstorms over the Twin Cities late this afternoon. Temperatures 58. I guess all of us know a little bit about insurance, and most of us have life insurance along with health and accident insurance, but where do you find out whether the life insurance you own will really do all the things you hope for? Where do you find out about the many new types of life insurance? Types that can help you pay for education, can provide for retirement income, and can offer protection for your family. One of the best places I know to ask questions like this is at the Insurance Center in the Service Center at either Dayton's, Minneapolis, or Southdale. There you'll find representatives of the Northwestern National Life Insurance Company on duty during all store hours, ready to answer any questions you might have about insurance. Next time you're shopping at Dayton, stop in and get acquainted, or give them a call at